The Dutch Marines sent a frigate to help.
The time is now exactly 11 o'clock. Hellefer, Bulova, the inventors of Accutron, the electronic tuning port watch.
This is RNI, worldwide news.
Following yesterday's attempted piracy of Radio North Sea International by Amsterdam club owner Kees Manders and ship owner Herriman, a frigate of the Royal Dutch Navy, the Van Ness, has stood guard over the radio ship Mevo 2 all night. It's not known how long the frigate will stand by, but it's understood that a search is being carried out for Herriman and Manders and the two raiding ships, the Tuguski, owned by Herriman and registered in Curaçao, and the Sea Launch Viking, registered in Panama. As soon as we receive any further definite news on this item, we will, of course, let you know.
A 24-hour watch is being kept aboard the pirate station Radio North Sea International after broadcasts from it this afternoon saying men from a tug were trying to get on board. The pop station, lying off the Dutch coast, said the men intended to tow the ship away. When they left, they said they'd be back.
Well, now, the time is a little over 25 to 12, and here, rather later than usual, is the new summary. The pop radio ship North Sea off the Dutch coast says it's repelled a raiding party which was trying to get onto the ship. It said the raid was led by a Dutch businessman with whom it has been having a legal argument about ownership.
Pirate ship broadcasting to Britain from near the Dutch coast faced an invasion today from a Dutchman who says he owns the boat. He went alongside with two tugs and tried to get men on board the pirate, a station known as Radio North Sea International. A disc jockey warned that if threats to hose water over the radio equipment were carried out, the invaders might be electrocuted. Then came an attempt to cut the anchor cable, but the pop pirates claim it failed because they put out an SOS and other pirate crews came to their aid. The pirate pop ship broadcasting to Britain from near the Dutch coast faced an invasion today from a Dutchman who says he owns the boat. He went alongside with two tugs and tried to put men on board. The pirate replied with warnings that she had petrol bombs on board and would use them. A disc jockey shouted that if threats to hose water over the radio equipment were carried out, the invaders might electrocute themselves. Then came an attempt to cut the anchor cable, but the pop pirates claim it failed because they put out an SOS and boats from other pirate stations came to their aid. And they added that they might soon be starting legal action against the Dutchman for what they alleged was piracy on the high seas.
Broadcast this afternoon from the pop ship Radio North Sea International said that a raiding party was trying to get onto the ship, which is moored off the Dutch coast. People on board claimed the raiders were led by a Dutch businessman with whom they're having a legal argument. Here's John Sargent.
This is how it happened, according to one of the disc jockeys on board. At 1:35 p.m., a tugboat and a small launch came alongside the pop radio ship, a converted coaster of 650 tons called Mevo 2. One of the visitors was allowed on board, and when he said their purpose was to tow the radio ship away, he was asked to leave. The tugboat and the launch then made four attempts to come alongside, but each time they were repelled by the radio ship's crew. At the fifth attempt, they spotted Radio North Sea's tender ships, in the disc jockey's words, speeding out of the fog in answer to distress calls, and the raiders went away, but not before they'd issued a warning that they'd be back to make a further attempt. Later, listeners heard a spokesman describing himself as Larry Tremaine, managing director of Radio North Sea International, say he couldn't understand why this had happened. This is an act of piracy on the high seas, he said, and added that they weren't out of trouble yet. The Swiss-owned radio station, which started broadcasting in February and was for a time moored off the Essex coast, stayed on the air throughout the incident.